Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Dave, minister of the 12th Apostolic Presbyterian Congregation of the United States of America, York, Texas. Today is February 12, 2018, of the Sheep at 27, 2021. We will start our first service today with a song entitled, In the Garden. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear calling on my head, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. He bids me go to the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Part 4, Be Ye Therefore Perfect, Proverbs 17, verse 1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than an, a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causes shame, shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Yeshua trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. He says, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproaches his maker, and he that is glad at the calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of the children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospers. He that covereth the transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. that a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as one, when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention, before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination unto the Yahweh. Unto the Yahshua, actually. And so we got Isaiah 5, verse 20 to 23 on that. Let's go look at that right quick. Isaiah 5, verse 20 to 23. It says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him." It said in verse 24, Isaiah 5, "Therefore as the fire devoureth the stubble, and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their roots shall be as rottenness, and their blossoms shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Yahshua of the host, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel." And so in Isaiah 9, 18 to 19, it talks about this as well. It says, "For wickedness burneth as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of the smoke. Through the wrath of the Yahshua the host is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother." So now in Isaiah 10:17, it says that, "And the light of Israel shall be for fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day." Well, you know, when Yahweh calls a person to be the leader of his kingdom, and he anoints that person, that person anointed by a prophet, then that person is called a Holy One of Israel. Moses and Aaron, they were called Holy Ones of Israel. Samuel, all your prophets were called Holy Ones of Israel. They were called to be holy, otherwise they couldn't perform their duties. So, that's what we're dealing with right here. And so there. Now also, in Micah 7:6, it's talking about a little situation there. It says, "For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Yeshua. I will wait for the Savior of my salvation. My Yahweh will hear me." Okay, now, in Isaiah 8:17. "And I will wait upon the Yahshua that hideth his face from the house of Jacob." This is the house of David. And that would only be at Gilead Center. It's from the house of David. Yahweh hid his face from the house of Jacob. "And I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Yahshua hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Yahshua of the host which dwelleth in the Mount Zion." Alright, so this is talking about the Mount Zion here in the 12th hour. This is talking about the one that succeeded at Mount Zion in the 11th hour at Gilead Center, 2002. This is what it's talking about here, Isaiah 8:19. "And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that teach, and that mutter, should not a people seek unto the Elohim for the living to the dead?" This is so amazing. Brother Johnson he set his wife up as his number one counsel. And so whenever he made an important decision on anything, he always gave Yahweh the credit for giving it to him, but he would always go to his wife to get what she thought about it and to get her okay on it before he would deliver it. So he went to a wizard that peaked. She was a lama. It was one of those witches of Endor. She was one of those Jezebel. She was one of those high priestess. She was one of those evil, self-appointed daughter of Satan. And Rhoda Johnson sought her out to be his chief counsel. Now that's just telling it like it is, folks. That's the way it was, and that's the way it turned out. And so I call it like it was. I witnessed this with my own two eyes and two ears for 33 years. That's what I'm talking about. So when we go and read these scriptures now, we can pinpoint exactly where to apply them today. From what we have come through, and what we have witnessed, and the fact that Yahshua exonerated us and brought us through the fire, 2003, and brought us to where we're at, we've been exonerated. So thank the Heavenly Father for His exoneration. So then we go back now to Proverbs 17. Okay, Proverbs 17, let's go to 16. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bone. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness unto her that bare him. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. So, if you have understanding, then you have an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Okay, that's in the 17, Proverbs 18, verse 1. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters in the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also is slothful, and his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Yahshua is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. So this tower, you know, when we talk about tower, it says at verse 11, you know, this tower, it talks about there in Micah, I believe 6:8. If we look at it, it talks about the strong tower there. have the hardest time getting to Micah. Micah 4:8. This says, let's read verse 1 through 8. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Yeshua. So this mountain that we represent, this mountain of David, Mount Zion, the 12th hour, shall be established in the top of the mountains. All churches are going to be established above it all. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up unto the mountain of the Yeshua, and unto the house of the Elohim of the Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For the law shall go forth to Zion, and the word of the Yeshua from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations to fall. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hoofs. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war any more, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. And none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of Yeshua of the host has spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of Yahweh our Elohim forever and ever, or the Yeshua our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, forever and ever. In that day, saith the Yeshua, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation, and the Yeshua shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in the travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even unto Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Yeshua shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now so many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled, and let her eye look upon Zion. But they know not the thoughts of the Yeshua, neither understand they his counsel, for he shall give them to the sheaves and to the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron, and I will make thy hoofs brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, and I will consecrate their gain unto Yeshua, and their substance unto Yeshua of the whole earth. Isaiah 41:15-16. Goes along with that last verse I just read, verse 13 of Micah 4, Isaiah 41:15-16. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. He's talking about the house of David now. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. And the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in Yeshua, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. This is Yeshua now, the Messiah. Okay. And then in Isaiah 25:9, backs that up. Let's go and read that right quick. It says, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our Savior. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Yeshua. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And then in Psalms 20, verse 5, David talks about that. Rejoicing in his salvation. Let's look at that. David, way back there. It says, we will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our Yeshua, we will set up our banners. Yeshua, fulfill all thy petitions. And then in Psalm 60, verse 4, talks about these banners, and it just goes on and on and on and on. It says, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. So, what do we got here? A banner given unto the house of David? Because the house of David is the number one that has learned to fear Yahshua and Yahweh the Father. And David learned this the hard way. He had to commit some pretty bad things, wrongs, evil, sin, murder, adultery. He had to do it all. And he was an anointed servant at the time that he did all of this. This is awesome, folks. Take heed lest you fall. You can be a chosen vessel, anointed, and everything, but that doesn't mean that you're not vulnerable somewhere along the line if you choose to be. And you choose to be through ignorance. Because of ignorance and so forth, then you get in trouble. So it says, so as we go on now, we're in Proverbs. Okay. Let's go back now to Proverbs 17, we're in verse 28. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. We've already had it. Okay, so we're in number 18, we're on verse 11. Proverbs 18, verse 11. The rich man's wealth is a strong city, and has a high wall and his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of the man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answers the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searches him. The lot causes contention to cease and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. There you have it. Death and power are in the life of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Yahweh. And that's that. Proverbs 19:14 also talks about that. It says, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Yahweh. Back to Proverbs 18. Verse 21. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Okay, Proverbs 19, verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips, and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. For the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Yeshua. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the fear of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies and shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over a princess. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of the fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Yahshua. From the Yahweh, I guess. Let's go look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. Let's see what we got there. 2 Corinthians 12:14. It says that, behold, the third time I am ready to come unto you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parent, but the parents for the children. Oh, Acts 20, verse 33. Let's go see what that says. Acts 20, verse 33. It says that, I have coveted no man's silver, or gold, or apparel. Yea, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Yeshua Messiah, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him unto the ship. That was a sad farewell. Okay, let's go back now to Proverbs. Let's continue now with Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Yahshua, and that which he hath giveth given will he pay himself again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crimes. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless, the counsel of the Yahshua that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and the poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Yahshua tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it out to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wastes his father and chases his away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. An unrighteous witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for the scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Proverbs 10:13. Okay, Proverbs 19, verse 15. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Yahshua, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crime. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of Yahshua shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Yahshua tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall be abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wastes his father and chases away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. An unrighteous witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for the scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by the reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in the harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim every one his own giving, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of the judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike, abomination of Yahshua. Even the child is known by his doings whether his work is pure or whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye the Yahshua hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the vow, but when he is gone, his way, then he boasteth. There is gold in a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take the pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in the obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Yahshua, and he shall save thee. Divers ways are in a abomination of the Yahshua, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Yahshua, and how can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Yahshua, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholding thy mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Okay, end chapter 20 of Proverbs. Let's go on in the 21 verse 1. For the king's heart is in the hand of the Yahshua as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Yahshua pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Yahshua than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart and the plan of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plentiness. But of every one that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of the man is forward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but Yahweh overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in a bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, but he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious woman, a contentious and an angry woman. There is treasure to be desired, and all in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Proud and haughty, and a haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in the proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spare not. The sacrifice of the wicked is the abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his faith, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Yahshua. The horse is prepared against the day of the battle, but safety is of the Yahshua. End of Proverbs 21. Let's go right on into 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and poor meet together. The Yahshua is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Bad humility and the fear of the Yahshua are riches and honor and love. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. He that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of Yahshua preserve knowledge, and he overthroweth the words of the transgressor. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without. I shall be slain in the streets. The mouth of strange women is a deep pit. He that is abhorred of Yahshua shall fall therein. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. He that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. That thy trust may be in Yeshua, I have made known to thee this day, even unto thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of the truth, that thou mightest answer the words of the truth to them that send unto thee. Rob not the poor because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. For the Yahshua will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare unto thy soul. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1. And thou seest thee with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward the heaven. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. The morsel which thou hast eaten shalt thou vomit up, and loose thy sweet words. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the father. For their Redeemer is mighty, he shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thy ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from the hell. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right thing. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Yahshua all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wrongdoers, among righteous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with the rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Buy the truth and sell it not. Proverbs 4, 5 to 7. Let's go read that. Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom with all thy getting. Get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Okay, so what is that we're supposed to embrace? Wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 23, verse 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lies in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressions among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contention? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, and they that go to seek mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I wake? I will seek it yet again. Proverbs 26:11 goes with that. It says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom, it grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him. Belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears, as a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death. So is a man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am not I in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Okay, let's go back now to Proverbs, where we left off. Proverbs 23:17 says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Yahshua all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among wine-bibbers, among righteous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. For the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increases the transgressions among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contention? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of the eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent, stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. Okay. Proverbs 24:1. Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their heart steady destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the climbers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge and increase of strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. He that devises to do evil shall be called a mischievous person. The thought of the foolishness is sin, and the scorner is an abomination unto men. If thou faint in the day of the adversity, thy strength is small. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it, and he that keepeth thy soul doth not he know it, and shall not he render unto every man according unto his works? My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of the wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Lay not wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Spoil not his resting place. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. Let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Thus Yahshua said, and it displeased him, and he turned away his wrath from him. Put not thyself because of evil men, and neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Yahshua and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to shame. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons and the judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth a right answer. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause, and deceive not with thy lips. Say not, I will do so to him as he hath done to me. I will render to the man according unto his work. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of the understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. That ends Proverbs 24. Let's go right on to Proverbs 25. Now these are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of Yahweh to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. That's what Donald Trump is doing. He's a king, and he's searching out all the matters of us, of our government. And all of those that are against him, he's searching them out, and the Spirit is driving them out from his midst. Proverbs 25, verse 3, for the heaven for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of the kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Put not forth thyself in the presence of the king, and stand not in the place of the great man. For better it is that it be said unto them, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Go not forth hasty to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and the pitchers of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Hast thou found honey? Eat so much as is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled therewith and vomited. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Confidence is an unfaithful man. Confidence and an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. And he that taketh away a garment in the cold weather, and as vinegar upon nitre, so is he that singeth songs to an heavy heart. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Yahshua shall reward thee. The north wind driveth away the rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a wild house. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is the good news from a far country. Righteous man falling down before the wicked is as a troubled fountain and a corrupt spring. It is not good to eat much honey, so for men to search their own glory is not glory. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Okay, this brings the close of verse 36. Contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on the audio archives to hear this message and more. We're going to close now with a song.
Don't Let That Shit Sail By by Elijah Day. Don't let that ship sail by while standing on the shore. The captain of that mighty ship is standing by the door to welcome all to come aboard. There's a room for many more. As the ship sets sail for the harbor, lights up that port of the sea shore. Don't let that ship sail by, don't let that ship sail by, for she has a pale of for the liberty in the sky. For the saints of all ages are riding her on high. So don't get caught standing there when that ship goes sailing by. Dreamed of lighted harbors, silver ships in the sky. Never dreamed of thunder sailing deep as that sweet by and by. Yes, I dreamed about those mansions Yah has gone to prepare. Never dreamed of thunder beating the lovelies in the air. Don't let that ship sail by, don't let that ship sail by, for she has a payload to give her in the sky. For the saints of all ages are riding her on high. So don't get caught standing there when that ship goes sailing by. Don't let that ship sail by while standing on the shore. captain of that lively ship is standing by the door. For the welcome all the time aboard destination, sailing ship.